Meditation 4.1. Meditation on Emptiness. Introduction. All Buddhist teachings are for the purpose of gradually leading you to the realization of emptiness. Here, emptiness means the emptiness of inherent, concrete existence. And the total eradication from our mind, of inherent existence way of seeing things, marks our achievement of enlightenment, Buddhahood. What is emptiness of inherent existence? In practical terms, what does it mean? Inherent existence, which all things are said to lack, or be empty of, is a quality we instinctively project onto every person, and everything we experience. We see things as fully, solidly existing in and of themselves, having their own nature, quite independent of causes, conditions, parts or of our own mind experiencing them. Take a table, for example. We see a solid, independent table standing there, and it's so obviously a table that it seems ridiculous to even question it. But where is the table? Imagine taking it apart and laying the pieces out on the ground. Now, see if you can find the table. Is it one of the legs? Or its top? Is it the glue or nails that hold it together? Or even one of its atoms? If you investigate thoroughly, you will discover that you simply cannot find the table you think is there. That does not mean there is no table at all. There is a dependently existing, changing from moment to moment table, the table that we merely label onto its parts, but this is not what we see. This is the crux of the problem. We experience not the bare reality of each thing, and each person, but an exaggerated, filled-out image of it projected by our own mind. This mistake marks every one of our mental experiences, is quite instinctive, and is the very root of all our problems. This pervasive mental disorder starts with the misapprehension of our own self. We are a composite of body, a mass of flesh, bones, skin, cells and atoms, and mind, a stream of thoughts, feelings and perceptions. This composite is conveniently known as Mary, Harold, woman, or man. It is a temporary alliance that ends with the death of the body and the flowing on of the mind to other experiences. These stark, unembellished facts can be rather disquieting. A part of us, the ego, craving security and immortality, invents an inherent, independent, permanent self. This is not a deliberate, conscious process, but one that takes place deep in our subconscious mind. This fantasized self appears especially strongly at times of stress, excitement, or fear. For example, when we narrowly escape an accident, there is a powerful sense of an I that nearly suffered death or pain, and must be protected. That I does not exist, it is a hallucination. Our adherence to this false I, known as self-grasping ignorance, taints all our dealings with the world. We are attracted to people, places, and situations that gratify and uphold our self-image, and react with fear or animosity to whatever threatens it. We view all people and things as definitely this way or that. That is this root. Our self-grasping branches out into attachment, jealousy, anger, arrogance, depression, and the myriad other turbulent and unhappy states of mind. The solution is to eliminate this root ignorance with the wisdom that realizes the emptiness, in everything we experience, of the false qualities we project onto things. This is the ultimate transformation of mind. Emptiness sounds pretty abstract, but in fact is very practical and relevant to our lives. The first step toward understanding it is to try and get an idea of what it is we think exists. For example, to locate the I that we believe in so strongly and then, by using clear reasoning in analytical meditation, to see that it is a mere fabrication, something that has never existed and could never exist in the first place. But don't throw out too much. You definitely exist. There is a conventional, interdependent self that experiences happiness and suffering, that works, studies, eats, sleeps, meditates, and becomes enlightened. The first, most difficult task is to distinguish between this valid I and the fabricated one. Usually we cannot tell them apart. In the concentration of meditation, it is possible to see the difference, to recognize the illusory I and eradicate our long habituated belief in it. The meditation here is a practical first step in that direction.